All right, thank you for checking in today. I want to talk to you today, to those of you specifically who are suffering under one of the two crazy mandates that have just recently come out, either the school masking mandate across Pennsylvania or the vaccination mandate requiring your company to fire you or whatever, or be fined or whatever it is for vaccines. Both of these mandates came out right around the same time. They're comparable in many ways. They're not laws, they're executive branch overreach by the governor and by the president. And both need to be challenged in court, will be, and the challenges will win. But in the meantime, here we are dealing with this mess. And I want to show you biblically how you can handle this. And I know that there's many different responses. Many are feeling very overwhelmed or anxious or stressed or worried. Others are angry. Others are depressed, fearful, whatever. So look at this. This is Romans chapter 12, book of the Bible, verse 21. Where are we at here with our screen? Just want you to see it. It says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Don't be overcome by evil means don't let evil throw you off of who you're supposed to be. Don't be overcome by evil. That might mean that you become depressed. It might mean that you worry. It might mean that you become angry and mean and bitter. It might mean all of the above. It might mean that your family is just on edge, that everybody is on edge. It could mean any of those sorts of things. Being overcome by evil means evil is on the march and it is causing your life to be overcome in one way or another. All right, there's a lot of ways that evil can do that to you. And the Bible says clearly, do not let it. Do not be overcome by evil. Instead, it says overcome evil with good. So there's good news here. It doesn't say that there is no evil. It says how to handle it. And it says it can be overcome and that it can be overcome with good. Far too often, the approach that this world offers, that people offer, is to overcome evil with a different kind of evil. Oh, there's a big bully. Let's get a bigger bully to fight it for us, and that will work. But no, that's not what the Bible says at all. It says, don't be overcome by evil. Overcome evil with good. So there's a few principles that you can apply here. Number one, reject any kind of despair, any kind of worry or anxiety, any kind of bitterness or a kind of anger that causes you to be sinful towards somebody, to call names, to wish evil would happen to them, to threaten, to intimidate. Number one, reject all of those things. Get rid of them. If you find yourself worrying or in despair over it, confess it to God as sin, as though it were some other sin, like any other sin you would confess. Say, God, forgive me for worrying. And God, fill me with your Holy Spirit and make me walk with you. Make me a faithful person that would walk with you with great hope and great joy. And you might have to pray that prayer 1,000 times today. If you feel stressed and anxiety and worry 1,000 times, then pray that prayer 1,000 times and quote some scripture. Maybe quote Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Simple to memorize. Memorize it, quote it, reference it, and let God change your thinking and change your way of thinking. All right, so number one, reject it. Reject being overcome by evil. Number two, how do you overcome evil with good? This is the meat of things. This is where we want to go with this. How do you overcome evil with good? There's a couple of ways. Two primary avenues that you can take with this. How do you overcome evil with good if your job is on the line? All right, number one, be certain of your convictions. Make sure that if you're going to be fired, that your conviction is grounded in God and not just in stubbornness or something else. Be certain of it. And if you are certain of it, then do not budge, okay? If you're certain, and you know you're certain by now, this vaccine thing, this mask thing has been going on long enough, you've thought hard enough about it, you've done your homework, and you've reached the conclusion that you're at. So I assume that you are already certain on the ground that you're standing on. So there's going to be doubts. There's people going to call it into question. And if you're certain, and if you really have done your homework on that and sought the Lord and everything else, and that your convictions are firm and secure, then don't budge and stop playing those games and stop letting people play those games with you. Just don't, all right? Romans 14 says that each person should be fully convinced in their own mind on issues like this that people might disagree on. Become fully convinced and then stop arguing about it, because the kingdom of God is more than these things. That's what Romans 14 says. All right, so if you're certain about it and you're not going to budge and you're not going to be overcome by evil, now you can overcome evil with good. Now you are in the right position to overcome evil with good. All right, now it doesn't say it's going to be easy. It doesn't say it's going to be easy to overcome evil with good, but it says it's possible because it's a biblical command to do it. So do it. Now, you can overcome evil with good by fighting it. And if you can fight with firm conviction, with a principled Christian stand, then by all means, go and fight it. A lot of people think that Christianity is supposed to only be meek and mild and gentle and never put up any resistance. And that is just totally untrue, dramatically untrue. Jesus frequently, constantly, when confronted with evil, with somebody doing something bad or up to no good, said so, and said so clearly. He sent his prophets all through the Bible to give very stern warnings to people who were misbehaving in one way or another. All right, read the Bible sometime. The idea that Christians are supposed to only be meek and mild and never stand up and never do anything for righteousness in this world and never be salty and never be bright lights in this world, that idea is not scriptural. So get that out of your head. It's a false idea of Christianity, that Christians are only supposed to be nice and agreeable with everything. No. Sometimes to be nice, to be agreeable, you have to pick a side, because sometimes there's evil out there and it's on the march, and the nice thing to do is to fight it and not just let it steamroll. The nice thing to do is to stand up for yourself or your neighbor or your coworker and say, no, you can't just fire people over their medical status. You cannot just bully kindergartners around and make them cry every morning. You cannot do that. A nice person says, no, I'm not that's not allowed in my community. We don't do that here. It's nice to do that. Okay? It's nice to fight evil. All right, now fight it with righteousness. Fight it without being overcome by evil. Dominate evil with good. So you can do this. You don't get personal. Don't call Joe Biden bad names. Don't chant the curse words that they do at the football stadiums about him. Don't do that. That's not helpful. It's not going to win. And that's actually you being overcome by evil. Don't get crude and rude. Don't call names. All right? Doesn't help. Not going to overcome evil with good by calling it, you know, these bad words and cursing about people. Not going to help. All right? Don't remember what the problem is. Okay? Don't mix up the person from the problem. Your boss at work or some teacher at school, they are not the problem. The problem is the problem, not the person. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, according to Ephesians 6. Our battle is a spiritual battle. We are engaged in a spiritual war. And so there are people, and they are doing the wrong thing, and they are directly getting in the way of righteousness. And there are HR managers that are firing people and threatening to fire people. And we have a president who has done that. And that's evil, okay? But let's remember where the evil lies. The evil is in the tyranny. The tyrant is somebody that needs Jesus really bad. The tyrant might be a kindergarten teacher who makes your little one cry. The tyrant might be an HR manager who wants to fire you. The tyrant might be the president or the governor who's just making these ridiculous, radical, tyrannical overreaches. Those are the tyrants. You need to pray for them and love them. Love those that persecute you. Pray for them. Love your enemies. Bless those that persecute you. I'm bumbling up the verse, but that's what Jesus says. Okay, so pray for them. Ask God to help you love them and ask forgiveness for not loving them. All right. Now, at the same time, while you're growing in the Lord and learning to love your enemy and to bless those that persecute you, you're also saying, God, just end this evil and stop this evil. And you're fighting it. What fighting it might mean with your elementary schooler is, or your high schooler or whatever, is it might mean that you're filing education discrimination complaints every single day for every one of your students, for every single classroom that they are kicked out of. If they have five periods today and they're kicked out of all five of them, then you need to file five education discrimination complaints and five medical discrimination complaints, and then you do it again tomorrow, every time. And you ask, God, help me love these teachers that are doing this. Help me love this governor who's doing it. Help me love this HR manager and this president who are trying to get me fired. God, forgive me for not loving them while you file every one of the complaints. There are class action lawsuits starting up already across this state and across the country. There are companies that are figuring out ways to keep their employees. There are all kinds of legal issues about employers even asking you about your vaccination status. You have a right to refuse the question. And you know what? Even if you are vaccinated and you think you're safe, refuse the question anyway. And that blesses your coworkers who might be answering no to that question. And if the more of you say, I'm not answering the question, the less information they have, and you're working together and you're loving your neighbor. So stand up and fight. Fight together. Fight in love, but fight hard and don't lose. Fight tooth and nail. If you're standing on a firm conviction and you're doing it righteously and you're not overcome by evil, then you are in the right. Stay on that position and don't stop. And don't stop fighting, and you will win. The restaurants are all winning. They all won last year in Pennsylvania. This is the winning side. You just need to fight righteously. You get on your knees and you pray and you make sure you're in the right position. You make sure your heart is right. You confess your sin. You repent of your sin and you stand and you fight for your neighbor's job, for your coworker's job, for the kindergartner, for the high schooler's education. You fight for all of this and you do it righteously and you overcome evil with good. It's a long fight. I didn't say it's an easy one. But you will win and you're right. Even if you lose, you're doing the right thing. And it's wrong to sit there and say, don't be overcome by evil, but let evil overcome you. No, that's exactly backwards, all right? Don't be overcome evil, but overcome evil with good. It's a two-part command. That means you fight evil, and you fight it righteously, and you fight it with good, okay? You're right to do that. You're wrong to lay down and let this just happen. Whether it's happening to you, or it's happening to a coworker, or a neighbor's child, or somebody else, you're wrong to just let it ride. You're wrong to let it ride and say, live and let live. This is an issue where you need to stand and love your neighbor. So fight righteously. The other option for you, I'm going long. I'm sorry. I wanted to keep this short. I'm going long. The other option is drop out altogether. If the system has turned evil, get out of the system. And I'm going to put an advertisement straight into this for my church. All right? Our church is giving away scholarships to get your students out of the government school. That's the purpose of it. It's one of the purposes, but it's the primary purpose. It's the primary motivation. The government school is completely encircled in all kinds of strings attached to all the funding they get from the state and from the feds. They get insurance policies that are based on the state certifications. They get all this stuff. They're just entwined in it. They can't help it. They're stuck in this system, and it is what it is. And right now, that system is coming after your kindergartner. It's coming after your students. It is it's diminishing their education because they can't see the teacher's face, especially these elementary schoolers that don't even know all the words, but they learn so much by the facial interaction. All right, the system is against you. That's obvious now. If you're still in denial about that, I don't know what it would take. The system is not for you. The system is for the system, and the system just overrode your local school system. The state came down top down and violated every principle of local control, community control. Why even have a school board if you're just going to bully them around and make them do what you say? It's useless. The system is against you. You can get a new school board. That's part of the fight righteously thing. Do it. Get a new school board. Absolutely. All right? And by the way, if you are own a company and you have an HR manager who wants to fire people, fire the HR manager. Human resources manager should never be the one looking around for people to fire. All right? That's the opposite of human resources. Fire them. All right? That's a different issue, though. That's part of fighting righteously. We're on the get out of the system part. If you're in a job like that and you're going to lose your job, start a new business. Get all the employees that have come with you and start a new business and let that business fail, because they just fired a bunch of people who were innocent, who did nothing wrong, who were great workers. Drop out of the system. Get out of the public school. Drop out of the public school and go to the private schools and go to the homeschool networks, or start your own private school. There's a lot of people doing that. Get out of the system. The system is against you. All right. The scholarship system at our church, you got to be part of the church. I told you it's an advertisement. All right. But you got to be part of our church. You got to attend here. And you have to memorize scripture. You get your child to memorize scripture, we give you money for tuition for private schools in this area. Or you can use it for homeschool curriculum or any of that. And you know what? Even if you stay in the government school system, you can use this. They're still eligible for this. And you can use it to buy supplementary materials to give them a good education, because some of the stuff that the public schools are teaching, the whole system is based on naturalism. And that's against God's word. So we can get you money to buy Christian materials, videos, documentaries, books, all that kind of stuff. And we got plenty of people in our church that can help you find good stuff. Okay. Anyway, this is the other way to overcome evil with good. If all the good guys drop out of the evil system and go start their own systems, we'll make better ones. We'll make more effective ones, and the evil ones that are firing people and diminishing children's education and bullying them around and making them cry will go out of business. And the government schools will go out of business. And these government-funded businesses that are all tied up with the government and feel like they have to obey it will go out of business, and private industry will take over, and private schooling and homeschooling and community schooling will go back up. And that's the stuff that made this nation powerful. That's how this country was built. Built by private, godly, upright, God-fearing, overcome evil with good kind of people. Churches active in their communities, getting it done. That's how this country got great. And it's only hope to stay great or to be great again or whatever is going to be for God's people to start trusting in God and getting out of these systems that are against you. All right, God bless you. That's long enough. Praise the Lord. Come to church and find out more. See you then.